amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
You want to move in a new place with God? Every year, we decide to make changes in our lives. What worked last year is not working this year. God's calling us to a new place in Him, a place of freedom, that place of milk and honey. And just as the Israelites were called out of wandering in the desert for 40 years, so God calls us to that new place, setting us free from that circle of sin and death. Sometimes sin is just so comfortable. We don't even realize we can be free, and sometimes we don't even see our own sin. Those around us see it, though, especially those close to us. But to our embarrassment, we don't until God gives us revelation. But we can cry out and say, "Oh God, I want to come into the new land. Oh God, I want to be free. And I don't want to be afraid anymore." Yes, those 12 spies went into the new land and spied it out to see how many giants were in there. And there were only 3 that were willing to go into the land of milk and honey. And the Lord would say unto us, are we willing to change? Are we willing to break boundaries, comfort zones, and move on with Him? And believe by the power of His Holy Spirit, life can change and we can change. Somehow, years just keep going by and it's easier to see it in others than ourselves. And we see those close to us and we might think, oh, they just haven't changed. Or maybe going to a class reunion and seeing people we haven't seen in 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And they're still speaking the same and saying the same jokes they did then. And oh, how strange that seems. Almost uncomfortable, and you're almost sorry for them. Easier to see it in them than ourselves. But if we don't decide, if we don't say, yes, Lord, change me, we're still wandering around in the desert. And yes, God's there for us, and our needs will be met, and He's faithful to His promise. But we miss the vision. We miss the new thing that God has for us. And sure, it's uncomfortable. And most of us don't move out of our comfort zone until we're so uncomfortable, so unhappy, we're willing to do anything. And we cry out to God, and that cry is larger than our fear, because fear is our enemy, and that keeps us from going on with God. All the what-ifs in our life, because we lean upon our own understanding, because we trust ourselves. And most of our information is based on past experience instead of His promises. And isn't that what he said to Joshua, Moses, about meditating on the Lord's word day and night? Moses met with God face to face. Joshua didn't. He needed to go to His word and meditate on what God said. And so do we when we're looking for changes in our life. We need to meditate on His promises and not the way we feel, not the way the circumstances in our life, not even what other people think, but be willing to go on with Him. Be willing to break boundaries. Reach out. Speak to people we've never spoken to before, maybe not feeling quite comfortable with. Going places that ordinarily we wouldn't go to. But fear departing because faith came in. And the Word tells us that perfect love casts out all fear. To know that God loves us with a perfect love, and He has such plans for His children, if we'll but cooperate with Him. God speaks to His people, and He speaks to me, and I know He speaks to you. sometimes we have to learn how to hear. We have to develop a hearing ear. We have to hear in our spirit man what God is saying. Sometimes we don't want to hear. Does that sound strange? We don't want to hear what we don't want to do, or that which is new. We like the old. Stepping in a new dimension. Stepping out in faith. Doing things we haven't done before. Trusting Jesus. In those times where we don't even know what's going on in our life, that it seems like confusion is reigning all around and God seems far away, and yet to trust Him that in the midst of what's going on in seemingly confusion, that dark night of the soul, that God is there, and to just trust Him at those times. But I wonder how Joshua felt after Moses died. He was a real man. He had real feelings. And yet the Lord is telling him to cross over the River Jordan, to take all these people with him. He's the responsible adult. What a heavy mantle of authority. I'm sure he had some negative feelings. We're reading in Joshua 3rd chapter, verse 7. Now the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that you may know that just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you." Well, prior to this, everyone looked to Moses. Who was Joshua? He hadn't climbed the mountain. He didn't come down with the Ten Commandments. But this day, God promises to exalt him. Sometimes when God calls us to do something, and we look at our smallness, we look at our past, instead of believing that God can change things, that God can raise us up, that He anoints and He appoints and He sends. Reading on in verse 8, "You shall moreover command the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. Then Joshua said to the sons of Israel, come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that He will assuredly dispossess from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into the Jordan. Now then, take for yourselves 12 men from the 12 tribes of Israel, one man for each tribe. And it shall come about when the soles of the feet of the priests who carry the Ark of the Lord and the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, and the waters which are flowing down from above shall stand in one heap. Our Father made a way where there was no way." Joshua, escaping his enemies, where was he going to go? No large landing craft. No helicopters. But our Father, He moved in a mysterious way. Reading verse 17. "And the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel crossed on dry ground until all the nation had finished crossing the Jordan. And when they crossed, they were opposite Jericho." He made a way. He gave them the land right at the place they needed to be, moving in an impossible situation because he can do all things. So as he was with Moses, parting the Red Sea, so he was with Joshua, and so he'll be with you as we listen to his Spirit and know that he goes before us. Power and strength to the Lord. What did Joshua need to be successful? He needed to have faith and he needed to be obedient. He had to have the faith to believe that he did hear from God. He had to have faith to believe that God would fulfill his word. He had to be obedient to what he heard. Not walking by sight. Not even listening to his own emotions or the people around him. He knew how God had provided for him in the past through Moses. Many times in our own life, when we're in crisis, and we wonder, is God going to be there? Am I going to get that job? Whatever you're praying for, just think back how he was with you in the past. How faithful God has been. It's so good to keep a diary. Make mental notes. Remember, rehearse, share your testimony. That it's imprinted on your mind and your soul of his faithfulness. So when you have to cross, every one of us has to cross the Jordan more than once, many times. We can look back and we can see His faithfulness. We can remember His provision. And when He takes us to higher ground, against a citadel that we have not fought against before, in a situation that seems alien, never been down this road before, our experience isn't there, but our memory of His faithfulness is there. And we can take that into the current situation so that when we come against our Jericho, His word tells us we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and high places. When He tells us to do something a little out of the usual, that we'll be obedient, and that we will not be reacting like maybe the people around us, and those that we love might not even understanding why we're not responding and becoming anxious and fearful and angry, causing them to wonder, what's wrong with you? Do you know something we don't know? Well, we've been talking to our God, that we can trust Him when we come against the Hittites, when we come against the familiar foes that once were our friends, those familiar spirits, those familiar sins. And God opens our eyes and He opens our ears, and finally we see what we're really fighting against. Not our loved ones, but maybe a spirit of dissension in our house. A spirit of criticism. And we want to take the land, but we haven't even recognized who our enemy is. Distortion of reality, lying spirits. You know. And we need to come to God and say, Lord, you see the battle I'm fighting. Give me discernment. Open my eyes that I truly might see, and open my ears that I truly might hear, that I'm not shadow boxing. But I want to move in your spirit, and I want to take the land back. I want those high places to come down in my life and in the lives of my family. I'm tired of the circle of sin and death. I'm tired of the alcoholism, the drug addiction, the witchcraft, the spirit of divorce. Father, we need your gift of reconciliation. We need the wind of your spirit to blow through our lives and the lives of our family. We need Jericho to fall. Whatever you tell us to do, Father, we're willing to do it because we're going to trust you. That as you were with Moses and you were with Joshua, you can part that water and we can walk through on dry land. And when our ways are pleasing unto you, you'll make our enemies even at peace with us. Not compromise. We want the victory. Now, Lord, now.
Oh,
One of us will put 1,000 to flight and 2, 10,000. Oh, the power that we have in Christ, if we but recognize it, if we really believe God's word, that he's given us his authority as we walk in his spirit, as we're obedient to his word. He's called us to be soldiers, to stand the line, to fight the fight of faith. Not to be discouraged, not to be depressed, but know that he goes with us. So whatever you're fighting this day in your life, believe that God is with you. He sent his warrior angels alongside of you. We've got the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and you've got your own particular angel that's been assigned to you. So if God be with us, who can be against us? First, we have to recognize that we are at war. Number two, we have to equip ourselves in putting on the full armor of God, and not to be lax. Sometimes we think we're on vacation, but there's nowhere in the scripture that tells us to take off the armor. The word tells us to put it on. Have you ever seen a suit of armor in a museum? I've often wondered how one put that on. And usually the suits of armor are very small, and it couldn't have been very comfortable. So I'm sure there were undergarments that one used that would buffet that metal against your flesh. And as I'm reading the word here, this seems like a good undergarment. Ephesians 4, 24th verse. And put on the new self, which is the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Put on your new self before you put on your armor. Our new self doesn't sin. Our new undergarment is pure white. We have to be so careful at this time. Reading from Luke, the 21st chapter. Be on guard that your hearts may not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day come on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth. But keep on the alert at all times, praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of God. Putting on that white garment. Putting on that sinless life. Guarding our hearts. Keeping our hearts soft before God. And then putting on the armor of light. Putting on Jesus. The word tells us that we no longer live, but Christ lives within us. Reading from Ephesians 6, chapter 10th verse. Finally, be strong in the Lord in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. With this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Always being ready. Being ready to take Jericho. Wherever Jericho and whatever Jericho is in your life. Not asleep on the watch. Not doing something we shouldn't be doing when the battle cry comes. Or Jesus comes, but be on the alert. For our enemy goes about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. if not for ourselves, for those that we love, for the church, for the body of Christ, to be a watchman on the wall, ready in season and out of season. Let's be God's people who will take the land for our country, our nation, our world. God loves you with an amazing love. Mary Winchell here.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.